USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As members of Congress discuss next steps regarding the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, New York Republican Peter King says all the whistleblower information is second- or third-hand information. New York Republican Peter King tells Fox News, everything we're hearing from the whistleblower is second- or third-hand information.
This is an intended coup by the intelligence community, people within it. There's absolutely nothing in there. This is nothing even close to President Obama said to Medvedev to tell Putin to be more cooperative with the election.
A Dallas police officer started to cry and shake Friday as she began to testify about the night she killed a neighbor in his own home, which she has said she mistook for her own unit one floor below. Former police officer Amber Geiger broke down on the stand. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta is reporting another vaping death. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
The government reporting more people have died from vaping and hundreds more sick. The CDC in Atlanta confirms 12 people have died from vaping in 10 states, and the number of people with lung injuries associated with e-cigarettes or vaping jumps from just over 500 to more than 800 now in nearly every state in the country. Some people so sick they're in the hospital on a ventilator to help them breathe. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
12 presidential candidates are expected to debate on one stage during the October Democratic primary debate, the largest number of candidates debating so far in the primary season. The DNC told campaigns in an email Friday it intends to hold one debate night on October 15th. The DNC has always said their goal has been to get to one debate night to hopefully expand TV viewership. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A 28-year-old female parachuter at the Lodi, California Parachute Center died on Thursday after colliding into the back of a big rig on Highway 99 in California. The woman hit the rear of the tractor-trailer combo as she was descending. After she hit the truck, she ended up on the roadway. Parachute company owner Bill Doss.
Maria, an experienced jumper, 155 jumps, made a downwind run over the freeway when it was a little bit gusty, a little bit windy, well within the limits of her experience, 150 jumps, wasn't able to make it back off of the freeway. Why she went that far downwind, nobody knows.
Chicago teachers could go on strike soon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Members of the Chicago Teachers Union voting by a huge margin to authorize a work stoppage if contract negotiations fail. The result sets the stage for about 25,000 teachers to walk off the job as early as the 7th of October. And it would be the first Chicago public school teacher walkout since 2012, not counting the one-day labor action in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, the 45th season of Saturday Night Live premieres this Saturday. Actor Woody Harrelson will be the host this week. For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.